Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
So what? So what if she lost the other day?
Nothing.
And the jackpot got reset? Ain't no thing on Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Ain't no thing.
Ain't no thing. And she's not scared of you either, Monica.
Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations, you're caller 17. And if you came here thinking you were going to intimidate Katie, think again. She is unraveled, all right? But
okay.
The jackpot is reset back to $20. But win or lose, though, we have a pair of tickets for you to see the movie If, which is about imaginary friends. It looks adorable. It's a family-friendly film starring Ryan Reynolds, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, here we go. It's brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants, too, by the way. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. Very delicious farm-to-fork organic food. Question one. Disney has released the teaser trailer for the live-action prequel to The Lion King called Mufasa. Text Lion, L-I-O-N, if you would like to see it. Text it to 909-1065. It shows how Mufasa rose to power, and it actually looks pretty good. Familiar faces show up in it, including Rafiki and Zazu. What kind of animals are Rafiki and Zazu?
A bird.
Is that your answer for both of them?
And a hyena?
Okay.
A monkey. A bird and a monkey.
All righty. Question two. Governor Kristi Noem is one of the top choices, if not the top choice, to be Donald Trump's running mate, but that might have changed after this weekend. Her book dropped, and people on both sides were shocked and disgusted when she wrote in it that she shot and killed her puppy just because she didn't like it. It's a wild passage to read. What state is she the governor of? Is it South Dakota, North Dakota, or Idaho?
South Dakota.
Question three. Ellen DeGeneres is getting back out there on a comedy tour right now. Her very first performance is already causing controversy as she is blaming us for getting canceled and said that she was kicked out of show business in her bitter comedy show. Ellen voiced what cartoon character in two films? Three seconds. Three.
I think.
Two. Okay.
Oh,
question four. The protests over the Gaza war on college campuses is growing in size and are starting to get more volatile as colleges are asking the police to clear some of the protests, which is their right to do. Over 275 arrests were made nationally over the weekend, with 72 of them just at Arizona State alone. What's Arizona State's mascot?
The Sun Devil.
And question five, the Zendaya movie Challengers was number one at the box office over the weekend. It's a rom-com about competitive tennis players. I have a review for it. If you want to see it, you can text the word movie to 909-1065. The movie made only $15 million, and it still has to make up how much more to break even with its $55 million budget?
So it's a $55 million budget, and it made $15 million, is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Okay, it is. Hold on. It needs to make up $50 million.
Okay. Kevin, please get Katie and Monica. What is it that you do for a living?
I work for the state, and no, I do not know. Katie does it.
What did she say?
She works for the state, and no, she does not know your husband, Mike.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure I work for a different department altogether.
Okay. Listen, ever since everybody started working from home,
it's harder to know Mike.
Relationships get fractured.
You don't get to see him on the light rail
right,
as much,
exactly.
I understand.
All right, Monica, you were on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one, Disney released the teaser trailer for the live-action prequel to The Lion King called Mufasa. You can text LION to 909-1065 if you want to see it. It shows how Mufasa rose to power. I actually think it looks pretty good. Kevin's got some issues with it.
Was he not born into the throne much like
Simba?
He was
not. No, he was not. He took it. And what was your issue with it?
Things in it didn't make sense. I think I saw Timon and Pumbaa, but the times don't match.
We also were like, hold on a second. Mufasa lived through all of that and then died in a stampede? Anyway, familiar faces do show up in the trailer, including Rafiki and Zazu. What kind of animals are Rafiki and Zazu?
Like a baboon and a toucan?
You didn't have to be so specific.
Okay.
You're wrong on both of those, by the way.
Oh.
He's a mandrill, not a baboon. Common mistake. Everybody thinks he's a baboon. And I forget what the bird is. Not toucan, but I forget what it is.
Okay.
But yeah, monkey and bird. Question two. Governor Kristi Noem. Did you see this story over the weekend?
About the dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kristi Noem, one of the top choices, if not the top choice, probably for Donald Trump's running mate. Although he's probably rethinking that after the weekend. In her book, like you saw, she talks about how she shot and killed her puppy because she didn't like it. Shot it in a gravel pit because it was a nuisance.
Well, she didn't say it was a nuisance. She said that it was a trained assassin, quote unquote, and it ruined a hunt trip that they were on and then attacked the neighbor's chickens. And it's like, I think that's on you, girl.
Yeah, she doubled down on it, too, and she was just like, listen, leaders have to make tough decisions. That's not a decision I want.
I think
the
tough decision is take it to PetSmart and get it trained.
Right. You train your dog.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, what state is she the governor of? Is it South Dakota, North Dakota, or Idaho?
South Dakota.
Yeah. South Dakota.
She's pretty, though.
I guess so. Not inside. Question three, Ellen DeGeneres, she's back out there doing a comedy tour.
Wow.
And the very first show already causing controversy.
Good.
Because in the show, she literally says that it's our fault that she got canceled.
Oh, not because she is a monstrous person to people?
No.
Oh, okay.
And then she also said
Ellen.
That she got kicked out of show business, which I always think is hysterical when somebody gets, say, I got kicked out of show business while literally doing show business.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sorry I did that to you, Ellen.
Ellen voiced what cartoon character in two films?
Dory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dory. Question four. The protests over the Gaza war on college campuses are growing in size, and they are becoming more problematic. Colleges are asking the police to clear them out in some cases, which is their right to do, by the way. You don't have freedom to do that on private property,
no,
and a college is private property. Over 275 arrests were made nationally over the weekend. 72 of them alone were at Arizona State. What is Arizona State's mascot?
A Trojan.
You're thinking USC, I think. Arizona State or the Sun Devils.
Oh, Sun Devils. I think I didn't know that.
Question five. Man, you really do hate the sun. Question five. The Zendaya movie Challengers was number one at the box office over the weekend, but it didn't do very well. It only made $15 million. So how much more does it need to make to break even with its $55 million budget?
Okay, I got it. I got it. She said, $40
million. Uh-oh, that is correct.
That was fast.
That was fast. Some would say too fast. Monica, are you there?
Yeah, I thought you said 65, not 55. But okay.
Well, you could have asked me to repeat it and be
she
clear.
She didn't think she needed to. She thought she heard.
Well, I know.
I can't control
it's my
that.
Fault.
I know.
All right, it's fine.
It's my fault.
It's fine, Monica. I said it's fine. We'll blame it on Mike. All right?
Okay, perfect.
Final score, you got 3. Katie got 4. Katie wins.
We had
$20 to the jackpot tomorrow. We listen, mighty redwoods grow from tiny seeds. So who knows where this jackpot's going. But, Monica, we're going to get you a pair of tickets to go see the movie If, okay?
Fantastic.
It's all right. It is fantastic. It looks very, very, very good. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. And wait. Hold on a second.
Yeah, what is it? What is it? We forgot to say something.
Right. Oh, my God. Monica, what do you have to tell us?
Today, I am not as smart as Katie.
There
we go. But you had fun.
Man, now I just feel so much better hearing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.